guys, this is your host for the Pastors for Punch TV Studio. I'm Joy Brown. We're so happy that you joined us today for another episode of talking about how good our God is. You know, we have several guests that come on to our show weekly, but we have a special guest today that we're going to be bringing on our show, and our special guest is Minister Ari Williams. But let's go to our favorite thing that we do every time we open up the show. Psalms 118 and 24 says, "This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." 25 says, "Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee. Send now prosperity." Wow. I know many of you probably have quoted 118 Psalms just by beta of memory, but I don't remember someone coming behind and saying the 25th verse, which is such a profound prayer. It says, "Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity." That's why I came up with the subject today, unlock your riches, your gifts, your spiritual blessings, your inheritance, the wisdom of God, all these gifts that we have, and we are royalty, we are a chosen people. The Bible says we're a holy nation, we're peculiar, and of course we come from a lineage of priests and kings and princes, and that's what I'm talking about today. We need to know where we came from, how did we arrive here, and why aren't we walking in the power and the riches that God has originally planned for us to have. What do you think about that? I'm going to bring on the line with us a guest. I'm going to allow him, we're going to ask him some questions, introduce himself, but that's what we're going to be talking about. I got a couple of scriptures here that I'm going to go over, just talking about what's happening in our world, who's the richest person, and how they became to have all these riches, and we're going to talk about King Solomon also. So, listen, we have with us Minister Ari Williams. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Bless the Lord.
Excellent. Okay. You are our special guest today, and it's such an honor for you to be available and to come and be on our talk show with us today. It's such a blessing. But listen, I'm going to ask you just a few questions, and I want you. Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a few questions about your life. Tell me something. When you were called into the ministry, tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. When I was first called into the ministry, I was at the age of 4. And I preached my first sermon at the age of 4. And it was out of Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning was God, and God was the Word. And I'm pretty sure everyone knows that scripture very well. And then after that, I was called into my ministry at the age of 11. And then I spoke my first sermon at the age of 12.
At 12 years old. Now, you were just coming into adolescence. So how did you know that this was the calling of the Lord?
Well, the scriptures teaches us that the shepherds know my name when you are called by my name. So I heard the shepherd's voice, and I was called. Then I knew that I had to preach my first sermon. Then I was adopted by my mentor and got my certificate of the gospel. And then I was ordained 2 years later into the ministry.
Wow. Now, I know you have
good
a
God. That's all I can say is good
that's
at God.
Good. You were ready. You know, you sound like, was that Samuel when he was called and he thought
mm-hmm.
it was Eli that was calling him. And Eli said, no,
mm-hmm.
I didn't call you. He said, go back. He said, if you hear it again, and what do you say? Say, here I am. So we do have evidence in the Word where God has called a child to do his work. So that's no dispute right there. But also, according to what I know, you had your grandmother. Was your grandmother a part of being an instrument to leading you into that direction? Because did you go to church or something, or what? How does that play a part?
Hmm. That's a good question. My grandmother played a major role in my Christianity, and the reason why I can say that is because she kept me ruled and guided in the Bible and the words of prayer, and kept me in church. She kept me that way. And that kept me out of a lot of danger, and it kept me
mm-hmm.
a lot of being out of trouble because I was still rooted and guided in God's word.
Wow.
So that had a whole lot to do where mm-hmm. I am right now, because I could have still been out there, hold me a Holy Spirit for someone. I could still be out there where I used to could have been, gang banging, doing trouble,
oh
doing
my
violence.
God. Did you say gang banging?
Robbing
is
banks.
That what you? Huh?
I'm saying this is what it kept me from.
Okay.
Being rooted in God's word.
Awesome. Wow. Isn't that something? That's why the Bible admonishes to teach our children to train up a child in the way it should go. When it gets older, it will not depart, because
exactly.
of the groundedness that you need at a young, tender age when somebody has a hand on you. That's awesome.
Exactly. But
that's
if you
great.
Don't do that, if you don't
mm-hmm.
do that from the start, then the way they're going to finish is different from where they started. So that's why
exactly.
we need to stay rooted and bounded in God's word, because that's what his word is, truth. So
yeah.
if his word is truth, then we need to teach our children how to stay out of that.
That's right.
And
that's
let them
true.
Know that this is what's happening today. It's today's society.
Mm-hmm.
We're letting our youth do what they want to because we're not giving them the guidance.
The guidance.
So now we need to go step backwards a little bit, just a little bit, and start guiding them all over again so they can teach their youth of what not to do.
Exactly. Great.
I'm just making it true.
Yeah. You grew up in church, and I would say you had a pretty good life, you know, being taken care of. And did you hear any teaching on prosperity or your gift that you have or the inheritance that God has in you? What type of teaching did you receive about that?
You asked me about guilt?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes. I've had some times in my life where I had felt guilty
okay.
of things that I have done, but then when I got into my maturity of growth, God showed me that you shouldn't be guilty. I paid that price for you not supposed to be guilty.
Mm-hmm.
You gave your life to me, so your guilt is forgiven. But
yes.
those days are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I felt guilty back then, But then when I found Christ and he removed the guilt out of my mindset and let me know that I died for you, paid the price for you, and then I rose again for you. So why do you feel guilty? I have paid the price for your salvation, so you shouldn't feel guilty. So my guilt that I felt back then is gone.
It's
behind me.
That brings me to another question. When you say your guilt, because, you know, originally our foundation, when Adam and Eve were created, they were created in an environment that they didn't have to want nothing. Everything was in abundance for them. So our inheritance that we have now, it still remains the same. The dominion that we have as a royal priesthood, as a chosen nation, the riches that God has, and as the Bible says in Ephesians that he's put us in heavenly places. So I want to ask you something. Have you had in reference to your inheritance in Christ and the riches that he has for you and prosperity?
Okay, that's a good question. The guilt that was back in the day, it still happens today.
Mm-hmm.
The inheritance that I have gotten out of doing the studies has helped me realize that you can move from one step, two step, three steps, even four. Because Christ is the answer to everything. If you don't lead yourself to Christ, you're going to still lead back to step one, step two, step three. But if you don't lead yourself to Christ, who is the answer to all of your situations, all of your keys, all of your goals, all your situations, then you're still lost back in the days. We need to move forward instead of moving backwards. And that's the thing that Christ wants us to do, to move forward, not backwards.
Right. That's
so
true.
Therefore,
the Bible
says
we are,
that's my answer.
The old man, the old man has passed away, and behold, we become new.
I'm
so
glad you said that.
Yeah, so he renewed our minds, and we no longer are slaves to the old nature because he has renewed our minds. So everything that he has for us is based upon him and what he's already have conquered. So you don't have to live in poverty. You don't have to live in lack, because he says unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly with all that we could even ask or think according to the power. The power is in us. So he's already broken down any petition or any type of prevention that keep us from walking into our prosperity that he has for us. And I solely agree upon what you were saying, because sometimes you hold the guilt of your past into coming to a new life, but those cannot walk together. Bible said, how can two walk together except they agree? So you can't keep thinking on the old man. You have to be renewed in your mind, your new spirit, and that's when you come into understanding that everything, the earth is the Lord and the fullness of thereof, and everything belongs to him. And if you are in the body, then all these things he's already provided for you.
Okay. Now, I have a question.
Yes.
Can you sin in your new nature?
Not in your new nature, no.
Okay, I just want to put that out.
There's no sin in the spirit.
No, there's not. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But I brought that up just for that reason, because you brought up something that was simply put out. and I had to put it out there because some people say, can you send in your old nature? If you use new nature, how does that work? When you just put it out there nice and plain. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no way you can sin in your new nature because you're a new creature in Christ Jesus.
New creature,
and,
right.
So why would you go back to the old nature to go sin in when you already got the new nature that God has forgiven you? You cannot
do it. That's what Romans was talking about. He said, yeah, you war, your flesh war against your spirit. He's the old wretched man that I am, you know. So he was bringing that into Romans, talking about the law of the nature
of sin.
The law of the nature of sin. That's the nature of sin. But we no live, we no longer are bound to sin anymore when you become a new creature in Christ Jesus.
You're a new creature. You can't.
Yes.
Create new sin in the new nature, like you said.
Right.
The new nature. But you have to be in the new nature.
Mm-hmm.
Not the old nature. The old nature wants to go back to sinning. But once you come into that new nature, that is just so powerful to know that God loves you that much, that he puts you in that new nature of love.
Mm-hmm.
That he is still, 1 John 1:9, just still faithful and just to forgive you of your sins because you're in that new nature.
Exactly.
You got out of that old nature and moved into a new nature that he just overpowerful to put you in that nature. In that nature. Now, if you decide to walk away from that nature, I pray for you.
Yeah.
Come back to the new nature where God put you.
Excellent.
Because you was placed in that nature for a reason, not just for a season, but for a reason. Because you have some reason to be in that situation. He wants to do something for you in your life.
Right.
You have a gift that he's trying to pull out of you, and you're just denying it, but you can still stand still, but you have to adjust to what God wants to put in you to move out.
Right, exactly. But listen, we're going to take a commercial, and I'm going to come back to you in just a moment. Thank you. One moment.
This is a Queen Bander Power Nugget.
Did you know that it is by design that we aspire for greatness? Don't allow fear or insecurity to delay the inevitable. 1 John 4:4 lets us know you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them because greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you Nabuki?
Do you Nabuki? Yes, do you Nabuki? Nabuki is a social media site that our company, Punch TV Studio, has brought to pass. It's kind of like Facebook. So you can go on to our site, and it's called Nabuki, and you can be one of our members of our social site. That's Nabuki. the Buki. And if you are joining, then you can add some of your videos to our site. You can tell us some events where you're having something. It gives you a wide range of how to stay connected with your social media. Now, today, again, this is the Pastors for Punch TV Studio. I'm your host, Joy Brown. Our subject today is Unlock Your Riches, and our special guest is Minister Ari Williams. But we were talking about, first of all, just giving an understanding that when you become born again and you accept Christ as your personal Savior, and Christ and the Holy Spirit indwell in you, you have an inheritance. And now we're talking about how do you unlock those riches? How do you unlock those gifts that you have that you no longer are in bondage to poverty? You no longer to fear, but you are now opening the gate to your abundance. I was reading for you in Psalms 118 and 25. It says, "Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity." What is prosperity? Let me show you. This is the state of being prosperous. Prosperity is success, is affluence, is wealth, is luxury, is ease, is plenty, comfort, is security, well-being. These are things that God wants you to live in Him so that you can be the head and not the tail. And we're going to bring our guests back on the line, and we're going to talk about a little bit about what is. I was looking on Forbes today, Minister Ari, and there's an article that I looked at, and it's talking about the wealth of the female billionaires around the world. And listen to this. It says Alice Walton reclaims the crown as the richest woman in the world. You know who Alice Walton is? That's the only daughter of Walmart founder Sam Walton. It says her fortune leaped from $33.8 billion to $46 billion over the past year. And Alice moved up from one spot to number 16. And it's talking about Walton takes the title of the richest woman from L. O'Neill Heritage Lillian Betancourt, who died in September 2017 at the age of 94, the only child of Biddington Court. Now, this right here is something that says her worth is $32.2 billion. That's higher than what her mother was worth a year ago, but the shy of the Waltons' game. Myers derived her fortune from a 33% stake in the cosmetic giant. Her grandfather, Eugene Schuller, founded the possession to L. Oreen in 1909, and 2 years after the young chemist started creating hair dye under the name Oreen. Under him, the business grew from selling dyes to Persian hairdressers to household names, and the Schuller passed on his stake to his daughter, Lillian, who joined the company at an apprentice when she was 15 years old. I brought that up because wealth is transferred. The wealth of the riches is laid up for the righteous, and wealth is transferred from family to family to family to family. So we are in a family that has wealth. We are in a family that has wealth. I'm going to tell you something about King Solomon. It says King Solomon of Israel, peak net worth, $2.2 trillion. It says, how rich was King Solomon in today's money? $2.2 trillion. According to the Bible, King Solomon ruled from 970 B.C. to 931 B.C., and during this time, he is said to have received 25 tons of gold for each of the 39 years of his reign, which would be worth billions of dollars in 2018. King Solomon, do you see where you come from, your lineage? And it says, who is the richest king in the Bible? Do you know the Bible talks about King Solomon? And we know who King Solomon was, the son of David. It says, in the Old Testament Bible, mentioned about the richest and the wisest man who ever lived, he was King Solomon. By following his strategies, we can become more prudent and wealthy. King Solomon has written more than 3,000 proverbs, and part of his proverbs are in the Bible. How awesome is contribute to the facts. If God has given us some wealth nuggets in the book of Proverbs with the richest and the wisest king, then we should be still walking in the wealth and the grace of God. Being saved, just like we are today, just like he had originally planned. This was his plan. His plan was for his people to be wealthy, to be in health. There's everything that in the Bible comes to an alignment with who we are as we are walking in him. If you check in Ephesians, it says, to the praise, and this is verse 1 and 6, it says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abound toward us in wisdom and prudence. All these things go with wealth, wisdom, prudence. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. This is an investment that he has put in us because he gets pleasure out of us doing well. God gets pleasure out of that. And it says that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all in Christ, both which are in heaven and also which are in earth, even in him. In whom also we have obtained. Do you know what obtained means? You know what to obtain something means? That means to get something. An inheritance and being predestinated according to the purpose of him who has worked all things after the counsel of his will. Listen, we got 1 minute. Time has really just passed by. Again, our guest was Minister Ari Williams.
I just have one more thing to say. Real quick.
Because we're going to end this call.
Yes. I'm going to end it on this note. Remember that what the topic was. What was the topic?
Unlock your riches.
Whatever you think that your riches are, give them to God.
Yes.
Pray them to God. Don't keep them to yourself, because self-riches is not God-riches. So keep that in knowledge. Keep your riches prayerful to God so he can unleash your riches.
Awesome. Well, listen, this again is the Pastors for Punch TV studio. Join us again on tomorrow at this time at 3 o'clock. And you have a wonderful day. And thank you so much for joining us again, Minister Ari Williams, and those of you that called in. God bless you. Have
God
a wonderful day. Thank you. Oh.